SOP 240. Today I answer some questions and we play with a Logitech USB headset.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing and all points in between. I am still on the road today. I'm recording this into my Zoom H4. So if you're used to listening to the show and saying, hey, it sounds a little different, that's why. If you'd like to contact me, very easy. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Or you can leave a comment out at our website. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Well, we're going to start off today with some questions. I got this from Charles Maxwood. He asked about intro and outro music and where are some good places to go. I've got really a huge list of places like this at the School of Podcasting. I'll give you some here in a second. The one thing I wanted to get into first, though, is I believe it is important to have at least intro music. It sets the tone of the podcast. It gives it a professional feel. And the music that I use for this podcast, that kind of funky little thing, I actually got that off a CD from sounddogs.com. Back in the day, of course, I was back in like late 2005. I believe the CD was kind of expensive. It was about $70, but I got a whole CD and I've used the other music that was on that CD for other podcasts. So in the end, it equaled out about the same. For the music I use in the podcast that I use as transitional music, I use a Mike Stewart's Two Buck Themes. Now, what this is you get five songs for $10 every month. So every month you get five new songs. I like it because I don't have to keep using the same music in my podcast over and over and over. I always use the same intro music in the same way that I'm going to date myself, that everybody knows that da-na-da-na-na is the Johnny Carson theme. I don't think Jay Leno uses that. But to me, when I hear certain music, I know that's this podcast before anybody says a word. And that's why I like to have the same intro music. But I personally, and this is just my thing, you don't have to do this, but I use music to end a segment. That way, if you're listening to this right now and you go, I don't care about intro and outro music, you can fast forward until you hear music and you know that's the end of that segment. So to get there, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/2bucks. That's T-W-O-B-U-C-K-S. And you can sign up today. Now, another place you can try for intro and outro music, things like that, is musicalley.com. This used to be the PodSafe Music Network. And if you do use the music from that website, you're supposed to report that you use it on every episode. And you also have to state that, hey, the music in this podcast can be found at musicalley.com. Now, if you're not hip to having to report every time you play it, because it would be every episode, you could find the music on musicalley.com. Obviously, this is a musician who is looking to get exposure for his music, and then just go to their website directly. So go to, you know, whatever, it's Rich and the Scorchers or somebody. Go to their website and say, hey, I found your music on Music Alley. I would like to know if I could have permission to play this directly from you, not through Music Alley, and then say something like, I'll put a link to you in at our website, or I'll mention your name or something like that, and see if you can get direct permission, because that way you don't have to go through the Music Alley thing. Not that that's a huge hassle, but just another way to do that. And I say that because I am a musician. I actually do a podcast for musicians at musicianscooler.com. So that and that was again from Charles Maxwood. Next question that I answered here is from Alan Newsom. Now, he does, we've talked about niche podcasts, and here's a great example of a niche podcast. He does a podcast called Two Chairs No Waiting. It's the Andy Griffith Show fan podcast. So obviously, if you love anything about Andy Griffith, you can go and check that out. His website is at twochairsnowaiting.com. Now, something else, since we're talking about $2 themes and now two chairs, no waiting, if I was Alan, I would also, I would buy the domain name, the number two, chairsnowaiting.com. That way, because people might get confused when you hear that on the radio, if somebody says two chairs, no waiting, is it TWO or the number two? Buy them both, and you can point them at your hosting. So that would be my advice to Alan. Not that that's a bad thing that he's done that. Just keep that in mind. And Alan was asking, when setting up a mixer, are there any default settings? And this is an interesting question. And what I usually do, and it really depends on a lot of things. Number one, depends on your voice, obviously. It depends on your microphone. And in some cases, it depends on your mixer. So what I usually do is I start off with everything at 12 o'clock. I set the gain for, because you have a channel volume and you have a master volume. So I usually put the gain, the individual gain for channel one, we'll say, at 12 o'clock. I'll put the, and I'll put my faders, those are those little things that slide up and down, I'll put those at zero. And it sounds weird that you go all the way up to zero, but in on a mixer, if you had one in front of you, this would make sense. And go from there, see what it sounds like. From there, you can adjust the bass and treble to suit your voice. And what you're looking for is to make sure that those green lights on your mixer always light up, and occasionally the yellow, never the red. And probably when you plug in your microphone, that's not going to be ready. You're going to have to do some tweaking. Now, what you don't want to do, the knee-jerk reaction, is to slide the fader or turn the volume of your channel volume for that microphone up higher than the master volume. So I'm going to use normal numbers. If I have my master set on 6, I don't want to turn the channel volume up to 8. Okay, now in slider terms, this would be if my master is on 0, I don't want to slide my channel volume past that. This is called overdriving. In other words, the channel volume is louder than the master volume, and it can result in your audio being distorted. So the flip side of that is that doesn't mean that you turn your master volume all the way up and then barely turn the channel volume up. The reason for that, volume up, yeah. The reason for this is, and you can try this with your mixer, put your headphones on and turn the master volume all the way up. And you'll notice that you probably get a kind of noise. And that's just the nature of the biz, depending on your mixer. But they're all going to give you the, they're really, it's kind of like sticking your hand up to your ear, right? You're kind of trying to listen more intently and you hear more things. Well, when you turn the master all the way up, it's very, very sensitive, but it's also picking up probably some just hiss in general. And so you could actually just barely bump your channel volume, but because your master volume is so sensitive, it's going to be loud. Well, that's great, except you've now got your volume, your normal volume, and this extra built into your thing. So it is a fine dance of making sure that your channel volume is not louder than your master volume, but also making sure that your master volume is really only up as far as it needs to be without producing extra, right? So it takes some practice, and what I've usually done, I've learned from my 4+ years of podcasting, is when I get my sound right, the way I really, really like it, I write down the knob positions, I take a picture, whatever it takes, because unfortunately, there have been times when I, like right today I'm on the road, I'm using my Zoom H4 recorder, but there are times when I've moved my mixer actually to another room, things like that. And if you bump the knobs, you just want to smack your head against the wall because you forget where your settings were. So take a picture of the knobs, write down the settings, whatever it takes. Once you get your sound right, really do your best not to mess with that at all. And again, if you'd like to, if you have a question for me, I would love to answer any questions you have. Simply email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or call in your comments, 888-563-3228. And I want to talk about, I like to do gear reviews from time to time on the show, and I have a lot of people ask about USB microphones, and more importantly, I've been hearing a lot of talk about USB headsets. Now, USB headsets that you buy at, say, Best Buy or anything like that, they run anywhere from $30 to $50, and I actually grabbed one today. I borrowed it. I didn't steal it from my job. We do some online tutorials. I do online training there. Again, my background is in training. And I believe I was trying to find the model for this, and I was looking online. I believe this it's a Logitech USB headset. And what that means by that is it's headphones and it's a microphone. I believe it's the H530. I was looking online to match it up because, unfortunately, it doesn't have the model number anywhere on the headset. And I've got to tell you, I think this sounds horrible. Now, part of this could be is that I'm plugging this into a laptop. This is an old Toshiba laptop, and in theory, it shouldn't matter because it's all USB, and I always hear how USB is so clean, and it sounds so crisp and clear, and I was doing some things last night, and I heard some humming. It is clear. What they do is they cut out the frequency response many times in these microphones. Like you won't pick up the bassy end of the talk, because a lot of times when you have that spectrum that you're picking up, that's a lot of times just breathing. Your breathing will register in those levels in the bassy end, so they'll cut those out so that you don't have as much breath noise when you use these microphones. And they really focus on the frequencies, I guess you could say, of the human voice, which makes sense because that's what it's for. But a lot of times these are made simply for Skype and for gaming. You know, the young kids of today are playing the games online and they want to communicate with each other, so look at a headset because it's hands-free. It's not really, in my opinion, my first choice ever for a podcast. So with that, let me plug in this USB and we'll give her a whiz and see what it sounds like.
All right, so here is a sample of me speaking into this headset. Now I'm going to shut up because I can see already if I stop talking, yeah, there is a large amount of buzzing or noise in this particular headset. So it is clear, I'm assuming, that it picks up the sound of my voice and my S's and my T's, and I can look at things and say, look, it's a Kleenex box, and things of that nature, but there's a lot of noise here. And even there is a tool that you can use in Audacity to remove noise, but that might be helpful here. But I actually used that on last week's show with the phone call from Rich Palmer, and if you listen to that, it sounds a little squirrely. But here is me talking into this USB headset going directly into my laptop.
All right, so there you go. You can hear, again, kind of nasally, just not the best audio. The other thing I have found with USB items is that they don't, they usually, when I had an Eterol, 25UA USB interface, and it was just a hassle because anytime I wanted to record with it, I had to change my settings. And then when I was done and I plugged my normal headphones back in, I had to change the settings back in my control panel. When I wanted to attend webinars and things like that, a lot of times the software, the company, if I was doing a WebEx or a GoToMeeting or a DimDim or whatever it is, sometimes their interface didn't recognize a microphone plugged in via USB. Just not a huge fan. The draw of a USB headset is, hey, it's a microphone and it's only $30 or $50 compared to, say, buying a Shure SM58, which is $100 and you don't need a mixer. That's true, but as you can hear, you kind of get what you pay for. And I guess if you really, really, really had no money for that, it would be a way to go. I just don't know that I would go with this particular headset. I'm really not a fan of this one. But that's where, if you know somebody who has one, listen to what theirs sounds like, go from there. I definitely, maybe go to a forum at Podcast Alley or find another podcaster, things like that, and only use a USB headset that you actually heard first hand, because I'm not a fan of this one. So with that, I'm going to call it a day here with my Zoom H4, and thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Want to again remind you, if you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. We can hear your smiling voice right here on the podcast. Simply dial 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com, or you can leave a comment out in the show notes at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Where I really would like to see you is on the inside of the School of Podcasting. We've got step-by-step tutorials. Today we talked about Music Alley and sounddogs.com. I've got a lot of cool places where you can get music if you're looking for ways to sell your podcast. We've got resources for that. If you're looking for artwork, if you're looking for design, if you're looking for WordPress themes, if you're looking for anything that you need to make a podcast, we've got it all organized with step-by-step tutorials to walk you through the entire process at your pace. You want to go as fast, as slow as you want, we're there for you. And along the way, if you have any questions, you got me, your little old personal podcast coach. I think more old than little at this point. Personal podcast coach to help you along the way. So thank you very much. And until next week, class is dismissed.